Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, one, two. Yes, we are back. It's a new year, new money. Yo, my mic sounding nice. Studio definitely been upgraded. It's a street radio. It's aired out radio. We got a special guest, Miss Lynx. Hey, yo, listen, we're trying a lot of new things out this year, so you got to bear with us. If you're an artist, you have to make sure, I repeat, you have to make sure that you send your music in and send it in right. It has to be MP3. No ifs, ands, or buts. Also, I want to shout out to the winner, C21st Street. He won just for, you know, support. And I just want to let you know, Official Street Radio is a community. Support equals support. If you support us and you're making good music, you will come up here. We definitely have promotional packages, and I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you. Or if you want to be bullshitted and lied to, this is the wrong DJ and wrong movement. We're not trying to sell no fluff to you, some BS. This is Official Street Ready. I'm DJ No Frills, as seen on Sway in the Morning, as seen all over Philly. I DJed the Philadelphia Hip Hop Award Show 5 years in a row. I want to talk about, you know, some of my accomplishments last year. Last year was a good year. It was easy too. Did a whole lot of things. I won Grinder of the Year out of 400 or more DJs countrywide. I'm with Fleet DJs Philly. Actually, the PA president too, alongside DJ A. Once again, I just want you to know I'm DJ No Frills. Make sure you follow me at DJ N O P H R I L L Z. Also, I want to say there's a lot going on right now in the music business. There's a lot going on in the music business and in the entertainment industry. Hold on. Listen, this is a new year, man. This is a year that we got to keep this shit real again. Like, there's so many people out here frauding and acting on some fuckery, man. If that's what you want, people say fake it till you make it, go ahead. But your kids got to look you in your eyes. Like, your kids got to look you in the eyes, and you have to live with that bullshit. Yeah. Hey, yo, sound man. I need a beat, sound man. Yo, listen, I just got this new intern, man. Look, we just started this new intern, and I'm telling you now, the intern is fucking up. And I'm telling you now, like, this intern is fired. Like, straight up. Like, new interns going to get fired. I need some music going. See, that's another thing. We looking for interns. We looking for graphic artists. I need my music. We looking for interns. We looking for great. It's a new year, man. Listen, if you an artist and you about some bullshit, please don't even inbox me. Excuse my language and my tonage, but please don't inbox me. There's too much bullshit going on out here.
Drink, pour it up extra thick. The mud is purple, grab a cup of ice and take a sip. Pour an ounce, pour a deuce, baby, pour a four. Have a taste, drink it slow or you be on the flow. That drill is twisted up, but me, I'm about to mix it up. Drinking that expensive taste of skinhead rub, I'm leaning tough. I'm talking about that ocean potion, call it Texas tea. Leaning like a kickstand, pass it right here straight to me. My partner Kiki gave me tips and put me up on games. He told me splash some grape soda, call it purple rain. I need that potent dungeon punch, pull me up a cup. Every time it come around, I'm leaning off that purple stuff.
Finally the earth come around, come around, come around, come around. We break it up, roll it up, light it up, smoke it up, and pass it to the left until you tell us that you had enough. Inhale, exhale, blow the smoke out your lungs. Once you hit the cushion, I think you know just where I'm coming from. They call me Green Thumb. If you need some, I'll exercise my freedom and bring you the best. damn, we smoking up the green shit. Money, no Bobby Brown. It's funny how we blaze it in the club, in the slipper, in the blunt. You can put it in your pipe when we're smoking it all night. What you hating for? I smoke with the spirit of Bob Marley. If you think that you're gonna stop me, I'm sorry, not hardly. Feeling kinda out of your body, you're ready to party, you're getting retarded. Motherfucking session started. We blowing trees up, so freeze up, ease up. The general population singing, please relieve us.
Finally, the herb come around, come around, come around.
Both are shot to the earth, man, them on ya. Man, them will root up the good marijuana. The farmer smoke fill the air like a sauna. Weed smoke aroma, give you the good karma. That choke ya. Fire to the cigarette smoke, ya choke ya. The sense. Ya burn ya, we float ya. Higher than the clouds, them we bout ya. Babylon one fist straight flush it, but this ya a no poker. Heckle no, plastic up the thing no, make them check on no. Car from them see you with a split them suspect on no. Stress on no, right up a rip before them take on no. How you know the law no protect on no. Food a fi make you no. Can't make the shit seem a fake on no. See under the radar no, make them detect on no. Inspect on no, seem like Babylon them no respect on no. Take it the one until I say I bless them all.
Finally the herb come around, come around, come around.
Yeah. One shot for the gangster, one shot for the hustler. Tiro pa la raza, getting high like a rasta. AKs with the 50 round drum. Chopper go brum pa bum bum, boy. So who wanna romp with me? A wolf pack run these fucking streets. Okay, so what you got to say? Who wanna play? I hit hard, poppy ass, tech, boom, bye, yay. Hey, no, do as I do, do as I say. And we no have problem if you do it my way. Pistol toward heaven right after the blunts light up. Let me get one more puff, Lord, I'll be right up.
Finally the herb come around, come around, come around.
Nothing less than 100 pounds.
I'm known to...
in your mind.
mega mixes going on out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about, like, so having that type of background, mm-hmm. is it in the music?
We're incorporating that now.
Okay.
I think growing up in like a hip hop culture or crowd, I really didn't think about incorporating my roots, my Latin roots, into the music. But sitting with Carvin, you know, just strategizing and wanting to make things bigger, you know, as a brand and just to be able to deliver to all types of audiences, we're like, yo, like, let's add some Spanish into that. And we've actually just started doing that. So on the project, I do got some stuff that's.
That's dope, especially right now, what happened over in Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
the hurricane,
right.
and different things like that. When it happened, how did you feel? I'm assuming you have some family over there.
I do. So immediately, you know, mom's, you know, she reached out to, you know, my uncle and everybody to make sure they was cool. And unfortunately, they weren't, but they're okay now, getting through, maintaining and stuff. So definitely had a close impact with my family being, you know, impacted over there. And
how did you feel when you seen Donald Trump? Throwing like he was playing basketball with the paper towel.
Oh man, at this point it's like you can't really expect anything greater from him, and it sucks to say that because he's the man that is called our president. I don't really want to call him my president, but I feel like if you're put in a position where, you know, people are looking up to you, you should at least try to set a good example. You know, I don't think it was genuine. I don't think it was sincere. And honestly, for me, I feel like if you're gonna do that, just don't even come.
Right, I feel you.
You know,
yeah, I feel you. But let's fast forward. Let's say forget Trump right now. I want to talk about like any female
mm-hmm.
singers that you used to listen to or
female singers. You mean like when I was Little Link? Little Link?
Yeah.
Man, I remember, it's so funny. I remember when Alicia Keys came out with Songs in E Minor.
Okay.
That was my album. I don't know if anybody else loved that album. That album had, like, she put out the book that had, like, the notes. I self-taught, like, myself how to play some of her tracks on the keyboard. Like,
wow.
I loved A Keys. Like, Alicia Keys was one of my favorites growing up. I still like her. And she actually has that same Be Yourself, you know, attitude, and she stayed with that.
Yeah, is it true she's the first one that did the no makeup thing?
She's on that no makeup, you know, be yourself type of challenge. So, you know, that's definitely something that she puts out and encourages women to participate.
Right. So, like, far as any artist in the industry you want to work with?
Oh man, that's a good question because I feel like there's a lot of new artists and then like a lot of old artists that I would like to collaborate with, but it's a good question. I think.
Hold on, listen. Don't worry. I got you. Listen, we're gonna go to commercial.
Okay.
We come.
All right.
We're about to turn the heat up. I got some battle questions. It don't matter if you're an R&B singer, you're a poet. It's all about the battle. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When we come back, hey DJ, we got a guest DJ in the building. DJ F, can you load us up?
Shout out to everybody on live too.
She ain't gonna let him scream, even do it for the fun. Triple I be trapping from the summer. Don't nobody know me like you know me. She ain't gonna let him scream, even do it for the fun. Triple I be trapping from the summer.
still belong your ear, sit to your feet.
You love that.
Take you across the world, cause we so unique. King and queen, beauty and the beast.
Beast on it.
Cause you know I beast on it. Girl, your honey love got me like bees on it. Just tell me what you need, girl, we on it. And leave them other girls alone, you know they lonely. But you know me, and I can tell that you down for me. Cause every time you come around, you put it down on me. And through the ups and downs, you held me down like a homie. Don't nobody know me like you know me.
She ain't gonna let me.
Yes, yes, we are official street radio show. I'm your man, DJ No Frills, the Maybach of this mixtape-ish, the Rolls Royce of this radio-ish. I'm effing top of the line. And this is our first show back of the year. We had Miss Links on. Shout out Mix by Brent. He had an artist that was on actually last week, a female artist, I.M. Marcellus, Miss France. She was dope. There's a lot of new dope female singers emerging. I see that. It's great. But before we went to commercial break, now, I want to know. Now, we're going to do the verse battle. You got like a half a second to tell me who you would pick. Whitney Houston or Mariah?
Whitney Houston.
Patti LaBelle or Minnie Riperton? For real? Oh, man. Minnie got that voice, boy. Chinese versus Brandy.
Brandy?
Yeah.
I gotta go with
Brandy. Well, Brandy. Monica versus Brandy.
Brandy.
Janet Jackson versus Madonna. Singing battle.
I gotta go with Janet.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, definitely.
Shout
definitely.
To Madonna, but I gotta go with Janet.
Yeah, I agree with you. Lady Gaga versus Madonna. Madonna. Okay. So out of all those artists that I named, which one you would say you connect with the most, like far as music wise?
Probably Janet.
Janet, okay.
Out of that group.
Yeah, why so Janet?
I'm thinking more personality wise. Just,
yeah.
I like how real she is and humble she seems. I actually got to see her live.
Yeah, I seen you on the gram.
Yeah, I got to see her live, and that was an experience. Like, you can take so much from just being front row at a concert when an icon is on the stage.
Right.
I took so much from that.
Like, just being that. So you was front row, right?
Yeah, because I
seen the video. I think you had to be front row.
Yeah, I was front row.
What impressed you the most about Janet?
I think.
I think she like 50-something.
Yeah.
And be able to move like that,
yeah.
Look like that.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
But the fact that she didn't skip a beat. She didn't skip a beat, and it's so hard because there's so much that's going on mentally up there while you're performing, and you want to make sure that you're performing and you're giving that performance that everybody wants to see. She was just going, man. Like, it was like second nature to her. Like, you know, but that's what a professional does.
That's what a professional does. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And also, you work around a few professionals. Yep. Carvin.
Yep.
Carvin, say the last name.
Carvin Hagen.
So now working with somebody like Carvin Higgins, I heard you had Ivan on the live too?
Oh, no, that was a friend of mine.
Okay, you know, I had Carvin and Ivan.
Yeah.
So what kind of tips do Carvin give you? Because Carvin is definitely a professional, work with some of the A-list, a lot of A-listers. Like, what do we tell you? Like, what you...
I think the thing that I take a lot from Carvin is, you know, perfecting your craft.
Right.
Really taking your time. Like, when we sit down and we're in the studio working on a record,
exactly.
You know, he's like, make sure you actually think about what you're writing. Think about what you're writing. Don't just say it because it sounds good or, you know, make sure it's making sense. You want it to be catchy. You want it to be fly, match the record. Just take your time with it and don't rush anything. And then when we go in the studio, I mean, when we go in the booth, rather, when I go in the booth to lay it down, it's not like, all right, cool, just lay it down. All right. Do your ad-libs, all right, come on, come out. It's more so like, nah, do it again, we gotta get this perfect. Like, he actually produces a song, you know, and I respect that because it brings the best out of me.
Yeah, how does that feel? Because, you know, once again, 2018 in the music business, everybody's two-tracking things. You know, I feel like a great record is made when everyone gets into the studio.
Yeah.
Y'all get the vibe going. Some people might want to, you know, drink some tea and even had a lights a certain way.
Yeah.
And then you create.
Yeah, well, when we recorded, we went in, it was just Carvin and I in the studio.
Yeah.
We do have Junius Samson on the hook.
Okay.
He's a singer.
Oh, yeah.
So he sang the hook, but.
Never dope artist.
He actually laid the hook later. Like, he came after we actually did my verses.
Okay.
But when we initially started the record, Carve showed me the beat, and then I was loving it. I told him, I was like, "This, I can do this."
So Carve produced the beat?
No, it's actually produced by Rico.
Rico?
Yeah.
From Philly?
Yeah, he's from Philly.
Okay.
And he showed me the beat. He had it in his, you know, in his possession, and he said, "Links, I think, you know, this is something you could probably get on." And I heard it, and I was like, "Definitely," because it had like that '90s sound type of
vibe. I call it new '90s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you should call it.
Yeah, new '90s.
You know what I mean?
Right?
Cause you know, one thing I don't like with hip hop, I don't like the word old school. I like classic.
Classic
is always cool.
Right.
Cool classics, like, you know what I mean? So that was like a new '90s type of sound.
Yeah.
And
like a timeless type of like, you could probably listen to it 10 years from now, and it'll still have that same effect. Like, this is a dope record.
We got people want to check in. Shout out Urban Celeb. Shout out Modern Car. Shout out DJ Double XL checking in from Chicago. We have Miss Lynx on. She's from Philadelphia.
That's everybody that's live. I got people on my live too. Let me see what we doing.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of people popping up on the live. This is the Fisher Street Radio Show. This is our first show of the year. Just to let you know, after this show, we're going to be on once a month, and we're going to do something a little different that most radio shows don't do. So if you're an up-and-coming artist, I stress to you, Official Street Radio is a community. If you want the bullshit, don't tune in. If you want to be lied to and all the fluff and all that, don't come over here. DJ No Frills, I'm official DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of accolades. Who cares? But I'm telling you, if you want to be with the clown stuff, it won't be happening over here. We're going to empower artists. We're going to have celebrities. And we're going to have regular little Johnnies from around the way. But anyway, we got somebody that's from around the way. Her name is Miss Link. She had a record called We Wanted. And I want to say, like, her and Carvin put together a great campaign, and I see they got a lot of DJs to get behind a record and do their little scratch mixes.
Yeah.
And shout out to DJ Kurt. He's a little mag. He's at that acapella.
Kurt, I won.
I'm sorry.
Kurt. Yo, I love Kurt, man. He's definitely a Link supporter. I love him. Like, anytime I put something out, he'll be like, "Yo, Link, send it to me. I got it."
Yeah,
like,
that's what Kurt do, man.
Yeah,
that's what Kurt do.
Yeah, he's definitely a thorough one.
But it's good. It's good. One thing that about that record, and a lot of artists don't know, when you make certain records with certain sounds,
mm-hmm.
us as DJs, we can cut to it, or we can put it in different mixes.
I gotta shout you out as well, because when I first, like, I got on Instagram, right?
Right.
And I wasn't expecting what you did with the record.
Right.
So I had the notification, it said DJ No Frills. I click on it, and I was sitting, and I'm like,
what are you doing?
I was like, this is so dope. Like, I was so excited. Yeah, so I immediately reposted. I was just so excited.
Because you know what? I seen Mauk G. Shout out to Mauk G. He's doing this thing.
Shout out to Mauk.
And I said, you know, I gotta go left field. Shout out to Carver sending me the acapella. I don't think no other DJ would have thought about using the acapella. I'm just keeping it 100. But I said, let me do something different, because the record's so dope. I grabbed a lock speed. I chopped on it. I shouted out Ethical Music Group. I always say music group is Ethical. And
Ethical Music Entertainment, yeah.
Okay.
So it's EME. Yep.
Okay, all right, so I'm still kind of close.
Okay, you there.
Girl, man, don't fire me, man. Don't fire me, homie. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, like, the record is dope. But how did you get all the DJs to get behind you like that? Were you already, like, talking to different DJs?
Honestly, some of them came to me, like, when I just was like, all right, cool. Because I was promoting, I was putting a record out.
Right.
So the I had some DJs in my DM. I had DJs texting me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, cool, when it come out, matter of fact, I'm going to send it to y'all a week before it come out. I released
right.
it September 22nd. So a week prior to that, I was sending it out just to DJs only.
Right. Smart.
So the DJs had the record first, and I remember just sending it out to basically everybody that was at all the DJs that was asking for it, and the response I was getting back was just crazy, and they just took it from there. I remember Kurt was like, "Yo, this is a record." Like, he was like, "I wouldn't even be saying it." Like, he was really digging the record, and just not only him, a lot of other artists too. Active loved the record, you know. A lot of DJs was just showing love.
How does it feel to get genuine support from heavy hitters in the game?
It's
because, you know, there's a lot of fake cosigns going around in the industry.
It is. It feels good, and I'm real appreciative.
Right.
Of, you know, any love that I get and any support, it just makes me want to keep going.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, the record is definitely dope. What else you working on? When is the album dropping? Also, I'm in the video too.
Right,
I was a
right,
DJ
yeah,
video.
Right.
I was on some Hollywood stuff that they had to get
it's
back.
All good.
Back to Philly.
I didn't even have, man, makeup artist was late. I was late. We was in the back. I was like, man, I can't even come out and say what's up to Frills.
Right.
But shout out to you coming out. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
We got to finish wrapping up the video, though. We're doing a separate location. We're doing another location.
Right.
So once we get all of that, you know, put together, it's going to be crazy.
Yo, shout out to Matt Rain. He's from Philadelphia. He's in Atlanta right now. He said, you said years old, man. Make sure you follow. If you're watching this live, make sure you follow Miss Lynx.
Yep.
She has dope music. Hit her up.
At Miss Lynx Official. Follow me.
At Miss Lynx Official. I guess somebody trying to chime in on my live. I don't know how this works.
Oh, they're requesting to go live with you.
Okay.
So basically, they'll be hosting the live with you. But.
Okay, but I don't know who it is.
I don't know if you want
to. Yeah, because, you know, on Fisher Street Radio, it's this guy. He's like a stalker, and anytime you see like a nice looking woman on, he always wanted to be on.
And
yeah.
You let him join in.
No, he's out of control. Listen, he out of control. Oh, we got Urban. Oh, Urban Celeb want to come on.
Urban
oh, yeah.
Celeb,
oh.
They show a lot of love, too.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Urban Celeb.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Urban Celeb, now Urban Celeb said we look a hot mess. Listen, this is like Planet Fitness. This is no judgment zone over here. This hip-hop,
yep.
R&B, that old 90s feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That rain cracking up. But, we got the record ready. Listen, we're going to get into the record.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's called Tonight. Then when we come back, we're going to get Urban Celeb on,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to talk some more. And also, she's going to freestyle before we wrap this up. Once again, if you're an artist, this is a community. You have to support us. We will repost your stuff. I gave out a free mixtape slot. I got about 4 mixtapes dropping. Miss Lynx will be on it. And also, I'm putting it out there now. I'm speaking into existence. I'm going to do a dope mixtape with her. I got an idea.
Nice.
Yes, we're about to get into this music.
Let's do it.
Let's get it. Official Street Radio, Air It Out Radio, DJ No Frills. Shout out Ms. Link, DJ No Frills. It's too easy, we haven't fought, let it play. Ready. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, we are back. It's the new Official Street Radio Show. If you don't know anything about Official Street Radio Show, just Google it, go on the internet. You see classic freestyles with Meek Mills with the braids, where Meek was broke as fuck. I'm just keeping it 1,000. He was broke as fuck when he came to Official Street Radio Show. We showed him love. He had a classic freestyle, Petey Crack, Red Man, Freeway, Trader Truth. The list goes on. We are one of the original internet radio stations, definitely in Philadelphia, alongside Air It Out Radio, and definitely in the country. We had podcasts way back then. And we are known for bringing on new talent and fresh talent. And right now, we have Miss Lynx.
What up? Lynx in the building.
So we won it. And as far as the live, people was feeling it. Shout out PT right. Starks. PT Starks just jumped on. We got a new album about to drop. We're going to get him up here on the 7th. For everybody that's watching this, we're going to do a one-month show. It's going to be one show a month. And it's going to be better because it's going to be something different. It's going to be controversial. So, listen, 2018, we got to shake shit up. Just like, look, I'm keeping it all the way real. We had to enter, had to fire him. Like, you know what I mean? I said, yo, listen, man, he came late. He was high as shit. And listen, I know people smoke weed and all that, but if you're going to come to Official Street Radio, this is no judgment zone. I don't care. You do cocaine, smoke crack, but when you come here, you're going to respect what's going on. I had to fire his punk ass. Excuse my friends, but I know my mom watching this because she all excited. Like, oh, you back, baby? You back. I'm sorry. You know how we talk. I mean, you see on Instagram. But anyway, we back with Ms. Lynx, Puerto Rican Joe from North Philly. She know Pedro Zayas, which is Petey.
What up, Petey? What up?
So the We Wanted record, so the video, of course, we did the video. No release date from Cartman yet?
We don't have a release date because we still have some other things we need to shoot, so it's not finished.
Gotcha. Yeah, I need to get back in that joint, too.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll keep you posted. We'll keep you posted on the next location. We're looking for another location now.
Okay, that was out in the boondocks, man. Y'all got that budget,
man,
too.
Listen.
I was like, damn, yo, we was traveling. Me and Reese was driving like, oh, man. But yeah, no, it was a good
appreciate
time.
Appreciate you coming
out. It was a good time and a great experience, man. Like I said, Official Street Radio, we all about new artists, new talent. And if you're watching or listening, if you want to be down with the fuckery, you go to the other station. We're going to keep it real and authentic.
Like Big Pun said, not you again.
Listen,
go that way.
We can go rent a Maybach and do all it. No, we're not showing. We're showing you the grind, and we just keeping it 1,000. Miss Lynx, now I heard that you can rap too.
A little something. Some light.
So now I know we got the new DJ here, and the DJ going to load this Lost Ones beat up soon. You know what I'm saying? I need that joint like the next couple minutes. Before we wrap up, anything you want to let people know that's watching us?
Hey man, if you're passionate about something, keep doing it. That's my ultimate message. Like at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of people ask me, you know, basically that same question, you know, what advice do you have, or, you know, what do you suggest? If you have a passion, whatever it is, if it's music, acting, you're an artist, anything, if you want to start your own business, man, don't give up. Keep going. Like believe in yourself and really just make sure that you, if you believe in you, you're going to give everybody else the same kind of foundation, and they're going to believe in you as well.
Let's focus on positive energy. One thing I like about
Ethical Music Entertainment.
Ethical Music Entertainment Card, man. Y'all are some fly ish over there, man. I need my private jet. One thing I like is how you're saying about positive music, and people don't even understand, like, the sounds of music makes you feel different too.
Right.
People understand, like, sonically, they don't, it's real deep, and I ain't gonna get all into this, y'all.
We can get deep, though.
No doubt, though.
I get what you're saying. I feel like that's what music is supposed to do. It's supposed to move you, you know, physically, spiritually. It's supposed to move you.
That's what it does.
So, that's basically what, when you create, that's what you want to aim to do.
Right.
You know, because you want people to be able to feel what you're putting into your music.
Yeah, because if you're having a bad day, you put on a certain song, and it's like, oh, you snap out
right.
of it. Or
right.
if you're going to the gym,
right.
you might want to put on Tekashi. I'm not the biggest fan of record, keep it 100, the Gumbo record, but Gumbo come on in the gym. I might, if somebody can get too close, I might swing on them. But that's it's the music,
it, right.
the power
it
of music.
Is, right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to do nothing stupid like that and catch a case. But, name like three songs that make you feel good, that, that you hear them just be like, it don't matter if it's a classic or a new joint.
Yeah. I like the Bruno Mars album. He's got a lot of records on it.
Yo.
That make you feel like that's when I'm in the car driving somewhere, I put Bruno Mars on.
Yeah, when I first heard a couple of the 24-karat joint.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's
when,
the album.
When I heard it, I said, you know what, yo, he tapped into that 80s feel good.
Right.
But he mixing it like with a new
joint. Right. And it's basically kind of the same thing that I'm trying to do, or, you know, I am doing.
Yeah.
I am doing.
Right.
That's. I think that's where it's at, man. It keeps, like,
shout
I said,
promo
it,
push.
It gives like a time. It gives it that timeless type of vibe. Like you can listen to it again and again and not get tired. It's like Michael Jackson music, man. You can listen to it anytime.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right. Because as a DJ, you could play like 5 Michael Jackson records back to back and people go crazy.
Right.
I want to shout out people on the live. We got founder of the 24. My camera's a little crooked right now, and I got that Cricket iPhone, so don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm doing it.
iPhone, you gotta be grateful.
Actually, this is not the real joint. I got this joint from Japan. Japan, shout out Japan, man. You know what I'm saying?
Japan,
shout out to Japan. Japan supports the culture. You're talking about some people that really support the culture. Japan, Germany. If you're an artist, that's where you want to be at, Japan and Germany.
Right.
Do you have any fans from overseas?
You know what? As of right now, I don't know. I probably do.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I will say that now that we're on this topic, that is another discussion that we have. Like, we're trying to go international with our music as well. You know, so we want to be able to push the music internationally to go out there. Everybody, we got everybody singing, winning. Because it's such a universal message. It's a song.
Right.
Everybody can say, we winning. Everybody can say that because that's what we want to do. We want to win, man.
We want to win. Yeah. 2018 is the year. It's going to be a lot of winners, and people need to know that. I mean, it could be more than one winner. I don't care if you're from ATL. I don't care if you're from Florida. It could be more than one winner.
Right. There's probably going to be a lot of winners soon, too, you know, with that big, the Powerball, you know.
Yeah, I hit the Powerball.
Did you play?
No, I ain't even playing. I'm going to slack. I'm going to be MIA. Like, they're going to milk cart and froze. So where froze at? I'm going to just.
He hit the Powerball.
Man, I'm out, man. I'm going somewhere. But, all I'm saying is, but what I will say about winning, though, we have to police our community. We can't just give out trophies to people that's not earning their victories and wins, too. I see a lot of that going on in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And just in Philly in general, I see a lot of people giving out awards that don't have any credentials to give out awards. Once again, this is the Fisher Street Radio Show. I keep it 1,000, and I'm not talking about the Philadelphia Hip-Hop Awards show. Now, that show was great. I'm talking about it's just random people just running around on Instagram giving out awards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your credentials? How long you been in the business? And they just want to be giving out awards. I think we really have to police the scene and get away from that. What's the thing we need to change for the 18?
I think what we need to change.
The
first
black
of all,
and my fat and my boys do too. And my baby mama tripping since she need more loot. Every block
we need to change. I don't know if you heard just like one of them rappers. You know how all the rappers now, the new wave rappers, I like to call them.
Hey, what's up?
Lil in front of their name. It's like Lil. I've heard of some rap. I never heard any of his music, but you know, there's an artist called Lil Peep who I heard that kind of like OD or whatever, and that's the kind of stuff that's in the music.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? Like they're putting out these records that's promoting, you know, oh, let's get high, let's pop pills, you know, that type of lifestyle. And these kids are picking on, like,
You know what's crazy? And that's one thing I like about Ethical. Finish the name for me.
Ethical Music Entertainment.
Ethical Music Entertainment. People don't understand the power of music and how deep it is. If you keep listening to something over and over, it goes in deeper into your subconscious mind. Next thing you know, you're either going to do it or you're going to start singing. I mean, Designer, I didn't like that song. And even though I knew it was a hit record, I forgot whichever one, but one day I just started singing it because
like the Panda record.
Yeah, the Panda song, because they kept playing it over and over.
That's called radio. That's why they call it radio programming. They program your mind.
Program your mind.
Make you like it. When you you hear a record, you're like, I'm not really liking.
Yep.
I'm not liking this record. But have you ever heard a song that later down the road you're like, you know what? I think I like it. It's cool. I could listen to it.
Exactly.
They kind of force you to really like listen to the stuff that they put on the radio. So I think for 2018, we need to change the content of the music that's coming out and just be positive, man. And that goes back to being yourself, you know, be positive and just spread that message. So
right.
That's what we need to change is 180.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of songs that's talking real crazy. My aunt was singing I'm in Love with the Coco, right? Like, she didn't even realize. She just liked the beat, and you know, she didn't really know, but then she found out. She's like, oh, man, she a church lady. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, we about to throw some holy water on it. Like,
right, right, right.
Like, you really like this record?
Right.
I love this. This my joint. You know, she's still trying to be young. She one of them. My aunt, she listen. I'm keep wanting my aunt. Yo, you need to chill.
Mm-hmm.
If she's listening, I mean, she need to chill. She's still running around with the tight jeans on, trying to hang with the girls. It's like 20.
Where auntie live? What up, auntie?
She's from the hood. She's from the South Philly. She's like 60 some years old, man. I just keep it real. She got. I ain't gonna say her name, but she gotta pull herself together. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And actually, you know the thing about it. Actually, said it to her. Now, far as what you think we need to keep real, you know, what you think we need to get rid of for 2018?
What we need
that we was doing in 2017.
Let me.
Doobie, what's up? 360.
Let me think. What do we need to get rid of? I mean, it's a lot, man. It's a lot we need to get rid of. But I just think anything, like I said, it just goes back to whatever is not pushing you to the next level.
Gotcha. People, places, and things.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Whatever it is that's going to keep you pushing, do that. Like, leave whatever was not pushing you in 2017.
One thing I'll say about you, not to cut you off, you have a strong willpower. Like, when you wake up in the morning, do you read, like, positive quotes or
I pray when I wake up.
You pray?
I pray. Yeah.
Okay.
So I pray first, you know, thank God for waking me up. I do pray before I eat and everything. So I'm definitely
right.
That's what I do. But I'm a gym goer too. You
okay.
know, I like to stay in the gym. I like to stay active. I eat healthy. I'm a vegan. I don't eat meat. So there's just a few facts about me. Some things that I personally do to keep myself positive mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Right.
You know.
Now what made you decide to become a vegan?
So I'm a new vegan. Before becoming vegan, I always kind of wanted to eat healthier or live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
It was a challenge because growing up, it's meat everywhere. Everywhere you go to the restaurant,
true.
Or you just grow up on it.
Right.
So I initially started to think about it once I started to realize going to the gym and eating healthier was doing so much for me, not only physically, but mentally.
Right.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to take it to the next level, and I'm going to just cut out all meat, and I'm going to go ahead and just live that healthy lifestyle. So I switched up on it, and it feels good, man. So it works. It's definitely a positive lifestyle. So becoming vegan has definitely made life, you know, better.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel good. I'm not sluggish.
Yeah, it's kind of hard though. I definitely did it for a little bit. I still eat vegan products. Be honest with you, you know, DJ No Frills. If you follow me on the gram, you know my gram is real. You see me eating at not really McDonald's, but you see me at Whole Foods, and they got that vegan chocolate chip
mm-hmm.
cookie, the best chocolate chip cookie
I've
ever had.
They got all types of flavors now. They got vegan donuts.
Yeah,
man, let's not even get started. I'm about to start.
Oh yeah, they got to join down my spot. Them Jones, Donnie's.
Donnie's. Oh, right. Donnie's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And shout out to sister, what's her name? They hated on her. What's her name? Atia Ola's. You ever been to Atia Ola's? Baltimore. I mean, we talking about Philly good food spots. If you're trying to get some good vegan food, that don't taste like paper.
Yeah, I've been there.
Atia Ola's, she actually, it was at 45th in Baltimore. I was in there eating seaweed and all types
nice.
Of stuff. Like,
I got to check it out.
Yeah.
You been to Hip City? City Bed?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. City's like one of the main spots.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, they are, but they're so
yeah.
good, though.
Yeah, it's crazy, but listen.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ, I need this beat, because we got to wrap this show up. Once again, like you know, I said, we keeping it real. This is the first show of 2018, and I had to fire an intern. If you know anybody that want to be a part of Fisher Street Radio and get some experience, we need graphic artists. We need a lot of different people, man. We just keep it 100 over here. Stay tuned. I got two or three mixtapes dropping. Shout out Chief 21st Street. He won a free interview because of his grind, his participation, and his music. This is a community. Fisher Street Radio is for us. It's not about you. It's for us.
Right.
So we want everybody to be a part of it. Now, when you see Ms. Link's stuff, please go to her page. Tell me your Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram at Ms. Link's Official.
Now, I'm all about action, a physical challenge. Listen, I might be telling my age. They had a show back in the day called Double D. I used to love it. I wanted to go there.
Yeah.
And they shut down Nickelodeon. But They added one part. They say the physical challenge. I want you, if you listening to this joint right now, say your Instagram one more time.
At Ms. Links Official.
Or is that the same thing for Twitter?
It's the same thing for Twitter, Facebook, all my social
if
media.
If you're a part of the community, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, please repost her stuff. Like,
please.
We have to support each other. And people are always complaining about the DJs don't support, people don't support. Start with your family members first. How about that? Let's keep it around, Twain. Put
right.
your family.
For real.
Yo, call your cousin up. Call your mom up.
Right.
Yo, mom, you on Instagram.
Right.
But you ain't reposting my ish.
Right.
I mean, don't curse mom out, though. That's too
no.
much like, going on.
Shout out to Mom Dukes, too. My mom is definitely a big supporter. So anything I got going on, she posts immediately. And she, my mom is definitely always just, you know, hyping me up and promoting it. It's love, man. It's love.
I mean, it means a lot when you have your family members behind you.
Definitely.
I mean, you know.
I got a great support system, so shout out to everybody in my corner, you know, what I got going on, and, you know, I appreciate you.
Yeah, we're about to go take this break, and, you know, then we're going to do this. We're going to have you freestyle. We're going to have you talk heavy on the mic, you know what I'm saying? R&B/rapper.
Let's do it.
Official Street Radio, Air It Out Radio. Let's go.
The black in my back and my boys do too. And my baby mama trippin' since she need more loot. Every block, every hood, every ghetto got beef. Got a heater on my lap and another in the back. She hassles a coupe with all the stress on me. Everybody and their mama callin' feds on me. I don't know what I'ma do, but I'ma do it.
I'ma do it.
Like, I don't know what I'ma do, but I'ma do it.
I'ma do it.
I got money on my head, but I'm riding in the drop, 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 drop. Yeah, just like JFK. In the city that let them fly like JFK. Sometimes I'm wired, I ain't gonna lie to ya. Just look to kill, then my style might body ya. That's why I'm with Nadia, I call my son Nadia. Once you say hi to ya, bah, bah, body ya. Make it sound like Nadia, Arabia, Libya, Libya. Watch what you say to her.
I can hold my head high and die, or I can live and duck. My attitude is celibate, I don't give a fuck.
The black in my back and my boys do too. And my baby mama trippin' since she need my.
One, two, are we on? We on? Yes, we are back. Official Street Radio, Air It Out Radio. Listen, we're going to wrap the show. We got some technical difficulties. Listen, I'm a professional. Like I said, we had to fire the intern. I come in, he was high. I don't know what type of substance he was on. He just laughing, thinking everything is a joke. Yeah, but I fired this punk fucking ass. I'm sorry for cursing all that, but I take this serious. And we got an artist that came up here. She has dope music, but stay tuned.
Stay tuned. I'm more than happy to come back.
I'm doing a lot with the turntable. We're going to show hip-hop this year. So I'm going to pull out the turntables. And I ain't even going to tell you what's going on. But stay tuned. The new Official Street Radio show, the next show will be February 7th, going once a month. And it's going to be a dope type of roundtable type of situation. You know, you heard it first. If you see any other radio station doing it, you know, you heard it first.
Heard it here first.
And I'm telling you, DJ No Frills, I'm a gifted, humble individual. You on some fuckery, try to spot this. We're going to put you on blast. And we're not going to promote you. And the people that support us, they're going to heckle you. They ain't going to beat you up or nothing. They're going to heckle the shit out of you.
Yeah, straight up. Playing in 2018.
We don't got to fight, but we're going to wrap this show up. I got to go down to Vulture's Lounge. Got something going on. Miss Link's got to go to the studio. You know, she always working. And make sure you follow her. Tell her.
Follow me at Miss Link Official. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Follow me. Repost. Look up my record, too. Tonight We Winning. It's on iTunes, Spotify, whatever music app you use is on there. Download it. Repost it. Hit me up. I respond. You know, just hit me up.
And also tell them that the company's Instagram.
So at Ethical Music Entertainment, you can follow them. That's the label that I'm on. At Carvin Hagens. Follow Mr. Carvin Hagens. And, yeah, man, get with the movement. We're doing big things over here.
Once again, it's Official Street Radio. I want to salute everybody that's on the live, everybody that's listening live. I really appreciate y'all. It's a new year. I just want to see people out here really be serious and really let's work. Cause Philly,
yep.
The light is on us, man. I just did this DJ'd the concert the other day with Butter Knife and Fat G's and Who else was there? Rico, Havoc, and the energy was so good, man. Like, the newer, the youngest coming up now, they did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nothing against the OGs. And I'm going to be honest, you know, some of the OGs, man, we got to leave them back in time, man. If they're not conforming and they're not trying to be a part of what's going on, they think they're better than whoever, we got to say, fuck them, man. Like, it's a team thing. It's a community thing. Official Street Radio is a community. Once again, I'm DJ No Frills. If your local radio station, DJ, blog, whoever is fronting on you, DJ No Frills at DJ NOPHRILZ. I got a coast-to-coast mixtape that's about to drop. I'm looking for artists. If you're an artist and you're watching this, I need a custom freestyle. Put it on the gram. Hashtag DJ No Frills Coast to Coast and just upload it. See, that's the type of, that's how we know who's really hungry. It shouldn't ever take for Jay-Z or somebody like that or Yo Gotti to come in the city for people to move. Like, if I can't move for that, and don't get it twisted, I'm humble, and I got a real legitimate network way before the gram in MySpace. I don't got to talk heavy, I'm humble. Miss Lynx, the first artist of 2018 on Official Street Radio for a reason. Just stay tuned, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate everybody that's on the live, and that's what it is. DJ No Frills, let it play. I got you. Shout out Fire Chicken, the whole Air Out Radio. Once again, the radio outlet is coming up on the 27th. That's another thing, if you're an artist, you need to be at. Revolt TV will be in the building and more. So it's a lot of opportunities, and that's it. Let it play. I got you. Peace. Yeah,
So yeah, let me know when you want.
Well, I'm a
camera guy. We can go actually like shoot it too, so we get fresh and you already know what you want, right? And we do it that way. And the way it's connected is running to a board, so
okay.
The sound will be crazy.
Okay.
It's almost like doing a video.
Yeah, right. That's dope. Yeah, that's a dope concept.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Yeah,
almost like in DVDs, like when you film for the, like, rent DVDs.
Exactly. But the good thing about it is, since it's going to be running into straight into the board, it's going to have a crisp sound to it. But it's still going to have a raw feel to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Oh, you're lying to me over here. Yeah. Let me hold it up.
Yeah.
Are you? Play this one?
Not sure. Yeah. More like damn.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
It was a
when I get this lighting together, we're gonna get it together.
Yeah. Believe me, I know.
It's a girl thing.
Yeah. No. If you're in a business period, it ain't a,
that's cool. I like that.
Okay.
I like it.
One more.
All right, one more. That's cool. I like that. That's
one more.
All right, one more. Wait, I cut your head off. On the
seat. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
All right. We got a few, so I'll send them to you. And then.
All right.
All right, Mama. It was nice meeting you. All right, Mama. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's turn me.
Yeah. It's all good, though. We just switch some stuff around.
Yeah.
Got it right now.
No, it's really the intern for, like, it ain't even had nothing to do with that. It was on point.
Yeah.
I was already talking to her about, like, going like this. Because, I mean, you got to, know, we still kind of got artists. I want to keep like one stuff, so
yeah.
So, Priscilla Gardner, you know, early school. But we won't pancake today.